Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Good morning, you deadly mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, BBM Bumba Bit Media 98.7 FM. We go via NERS, National Radio Service, for your deadly show, this National Talk Black. Add to the conversation, 1-800-422-416. All right, we're going to catch up with the beautiful lady from Murra Law. We've got Leah Cameron online. Leah, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Trev. I'm really well, thank you.
Good. Yeah, the world we're living in, upside down. Of course, you're still operating from home as well as your whole team?
Yeah, we're all operating from mostly home. I'm actually in the office today all by myself, which is a little bit lonely, but yeah, we're getting the job done in different places.
In different places, fantastic. Yeah, it is a weird world we're living in, but we need to adhere to the laws, as I speak to a lawyer, in place to flatten out this curve and contain this virus. And hats off to Australians, they're doing their bit, aren't they? We're all doing our bit.
We certainly are. As hard as it is, we're getting there. And I think we're seeing the light at the end of that tunnel. And it's just a matter of holding steady until we're good to go.
So. Good to go, yeah, fantastic. And so that's what COVID-19 has done for us. Look, in our spaces and First Nation people and all our First Nation corporations out there, our topic today is holding Indigenous corporation meetings under COVID-19 restrictions. So give me an intro regarding this topic, please.
Oh, absolutely. So basically, obviously, with COVID-19, massive ramifications for Indigenous businesses and corporations, including compliance with governance requirements, because obviously you still need to have meetings, you still need to conduct business. And so we're all adopting really innovative practices to have these meetings. As you said, we're getting really tech savvy.
We are. FaceTime, overtime.
That's it. So this week, for example, our firm actually hosted a special general meeting that went for a couple of hours, and we had everyone logged on with a program called Zoom, and there are at least 30 participants all putting in their 2 cents worth still, and it was amazing to see. We're still all learning the new technology and working with it, but it was phenomenal to see that we could still transact business, still be really passionate and see a good result at the end of it.
Fantastic. So what rules apply to my corporation is probably a question that a lot of Indigenous corporation would be asking. What rules apply?
Definitely. Yeah. So depending on how your corporation was incorporated, so for example, if it's an association under the Office of Fair Trading, if it's an ORIC corporation, so the Office of the Registrar of Indigenous Corporations, or an ASIC corporation. So there's different, obviously, legislative requirements because they're covered under different laws. But you also need to follow your own constitution or rule book. So today I wanted to focus, of course, on exceptions for Indigenous corporations in terms of holding annual or special general meetings. So basically what's happened, if you're an Aboriginal or Torres Strait Islander corporation, the registrar has allowed flexibility to make special measures to ensure that corporations can actually maintain their governance and hold these meetings, and also just general directors' meetings to keep the business going.
Yes.
And so they've set out these special rules to help. So basically what happens is a corporation can request that the registrar exercise his powers under the Act to, first of all, postpone or cancel meetings after a notice of a general meeting or a director's meeting has been called. So you might have given notice quite a while ago, this has all gone down, you're like, well, this is just not possible that we're going to be able to do it, so let's cancel it, and you ask the registrar. You can also get permission to hold your meeting virtually using technology. So sure. As I mentioned, use Zoom, use Skype, Facebook Messenger, there's all these sorts of things that we're all trying to work through. So that's an option. And you can also do things like ask to extend the time for lodging at your reports, And ask to hold your directors' meetings less frequently than they're normally required under your rules. So they're those special measures that the registrars put in place. You just need to ask for permission, which is straightforward. They get back to you very quickly.
So all these offices would be open to, well, that conversation and take on board COVID-19 in the space we're living in, yes?
That's exactly right. They're ready to go. They're putting this information out there. So it's really important that people are aware of it, and it's better to ask up front than getting a slap on the wrist later on. That's exactly right. And look, it's still important if you can hold meetings and pass resolutions that you do try and keep it, you know, business as usual as much as you can. That helps everyone. It's just a matter of not meeting together.
So not holding face-to-face meetings?
That's it. So basically, you know, we're all coming up towards the end of financial year. So many people are holding AGM. Mm. So we need to bear this in mind now.
Sure.
And, you know, as I said, ORIC is there to give extensions or make other amendments that, you know, other approvals as are required.
If we're not doing face-to-face, we can do teleconferences as well. I mean, they work, and that's communication, and that's a meeting as
absolutely.
Such, yes.
That's it, absolutely. So basically, you can, as I said, lots of rule books or constitutions for corporations already say, yes, you can use phone teleconferencing. Not so many say video conferencing, but, you know, it's really good to consider. And the other thing is, with many video conferencing facilities, you can actually record it. So it's a really good, accurate record of what happened in the meeting.
So they're some of the tips for holding a virtual general meeting, you're saying?
Yeah, so a couple of tips. Always send an agenda around with clear instructions on how to join the meeting. I think that's half the battle.
Exactly. So you're getting a text in the middle of, I can't get on board. How do I do this?
Look, I've had that problem myself, so best to get start early, you know, get on 10 minutes before. Better, you know, make a cup of tea and give it a try.
Sure.
Test all your settings, including your video and audio, all those sorts of things. I've been in calls and then the sound drops out and I've had to go back in. So all those things happen. The big meeting our staff facilitated this week via Zoom, we had people ready, you know, for tech support, for example, for elders who might be participating or people who aren't particularly up to speed with using this technology. So that's another good option if you've got someone who's a little
savvy,
bit better on the IT side of
exactly.
things. And look, you've got to still maintain that you're complying with rules around your quorum. So if you're about to pass a resolution, you know, double check everyone's still online, do a bit of a roll call, ask everyone to flick on their cameras so you can see them, make sure they haven't fallen asleep, all those things.
Sure.
And really explain how you're going to conduct the voting. You know, is it by a raising of hands, getting everyone to type in their comment, all that sort of thing. So we're all learning the best way to do it, and it depends on numbers as well in your meeting. But just you give it your best shot. As I said before, everyone's working through this. We all want to get through it together. So just it's a little bit of trial of an error sometimes.
It is. So thank you for that. Where can people go for more information?
Absolutely. So for Indigenous corporations, you should contact the Office of the Registrar of Indigenous Corporations, or ORIC for short, and their number is 1-800-622-431. They also have a great website, which is oric.gov.au, and they have lots of information on there on the COVID-19 exceptions. Look, if you need some legal advice, you can always call our firm or your local law society to get a referral to a legal practice.
Fantastic. And with Mara Law, let's talk in business, you are still offering pro bonos for our mob out there?
Yeah, so we're particularly focused on assisting Indigenous businesses at this time because it's particularly difficult. And so if you are an Indigenous business and you're in trouble because of tribal COVID-19, having trouble paying, you know, your debtors or getting money in the door, give us a call. We can help you try and negotiate payment plans, or if it's just looking at a few contracts, give us a call. We'll see if we can assist you. We're getting lots of calls, Trev, which is great. We're helping lots of people because it is a tricky time and we're all in it together.
Yes, fantastic. All right, let the mob know who Murra Law is, please, Leah. Thank you.
Sure, Will. So Murra Law is an Indigenous legal practice that specialises in commercial and Indigenous law issues. We've got a large component of our staff who are Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders, so over 75% of our staff. We're very proud to act for MOB. And if you have any questions, give us a call. Our number is 07-4041-3088.
Beautiful. Thank you very much, Leah. All the best to you and your daily team and your beautiful family. Look, you stay safe and we'll talk soon.
Thanks, Trev. Have a great day.
Bye, darling. Beautiful yarn there with Leah Cameron from Murra Law. And, yeah, the topic there is about holding Indigenous corporation meetings under COVID-19 restrictions. Yeah, so you need to do due diligence, be in touch with your office, who you're contracted to. Fantastic. And keep the communication strong and keep our organisations running strong. You Mob 2 Daily, thank you very much for tuning into your daily program, National Talk Black. You can have your say by calling us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. Yarn with the Bully on Trevor Tim, Trev Murray from Macquarie. I'm your host for National Talk Black, and we're live at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns as BBM Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Too Deadly.
Well, good morning to our listeners right across the country via the National Indigenous Radio Service for Talk Black. I'm Jackie, and joining me is Maddie as well. We're here from Bumabipra Media. We're just going to interrupt this special program today, which is a pre-recorded program, as your regular host Trendy, he's on a Zoom conference meeting. Well, I think he's fighting with Zoom at the moment. But unfortunately, we have some sad news. We're just going to interrupt this broadcast, Talk Black broadcast, for a few minutes. We do have one of our loyal listeners and of Talk Black, and a contributor of Talk Black, that wanted to go on air this morning. So we'd like to put him up. Maddie, we have hello, Tony Gibbs.
Yeah, good morning, Kathy. Thank you for taking my call.
You're very welcome, Tony. I know that you wanted to get on air, so
yeah. I have some really sad news for the family, and this is really the only way I can do it. I lost my beautiful missus at 7:15 this morning here in Cairns Base Hospital.
Yeah.
And the coronavirus made it nothing, but we was going to go out to palliative care in Gordonvale, and I couldn't go there, and the staff in this hospital here have been so good and give us the best room overlooking the inlet, and she was in peace and out of pain and comfortable, and I'm with her now in the room, and I wanted to do this before I leave her, and what's got to be done has got to be done. I'm just holding her hand now, and I just want to get this out to all the family that Don Don's in a better place.
Tony, thank you for your call, and our condolences to you and Donna and family.
And thank you, yeah.
As you call her, Don Don. And
Don, yeah, they all call her Don Don. Don Donna.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don Don, that's your family. Okay.
Yeah. And we're really, really sorry, very sorry from the bottom of our hearts. We did let Trevor know as well, sort of slipped him a note.